looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
131873, the open line number, ben@2gb.com if you'd like to email, and the text line is 0460 873 873. If you go to 2gb.com, you'll see a photograph that was sent to us by Luke this morning of the latest graffiti attack on the mural of former RFS chief Shane Fitzsimmons. It's the second time the wall in Erskineville has been graffitied in the last fortnight. Inspector Ben Shepherd with the Rural Fire Services on the line. Inspector, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fordo.
I just can't work this out.
It's pathetic, really. I think that the people are failing to recognise what the mural actually means. And I mean, and what they're doing is just disrespectful, not just to Shane, but also to all the volunteers that he actually represented during that fire season, but also Persid, the artist. And it's being tagged with what looks like just a schoolboy sort of comment or name, and it's not really inventive or imaginative, and they're actually wrecking a really nice piece of art that represents so much for so many volunteers. So once again, I guess that they'll have to clean it off, and there'll be money spent in cleaning off. So disappointing.
There seems to be a war of words and graffiti artists at 10 paces with their spray cans over the mural and legal works versus unauthorised works, but in the middle of all of this is the bloke whose image is on that wall, someone who has dedicated their life to protecting every single one of us, including the knuckleheads with the spray cans.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're failing to understand, that what the mural was actually put there for. And as I said, just tagging it with some unimaginative words really isn't achieving much. I know that, yes, we're now talking about it, but there's better ways to go about this. And it's, as I said, it's disrespectful for Shane, but also disrespectful to Sid, the artist, who did an amazing job in actually painting that mural. So, unfortunately, we're back here talking about it again, and I think we'll probably be back here talking about it again once they clean it off again.
Have they still got security there?
No, look, I'm not sure about that. I think it may have been removed, and I'm hoping that they've actually put the anti-graffiti sort of film or paint over it. So hopefully it might be able to be cleaned off quickly once again. But it's not really achieving anything other than, as I said, just disrespectful to Shane and disrespectful to all the volunteers and all the firefighters that fought over the last fire season.
Well said, Ben. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers, Fordo.
Ben Shepherd with the Rural Fire Service going into bat for his old boss, Shane Fitzsimmons.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.